It's time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Are you crazy? Maggie McGee, Claire Duncan. We're going to get to the bottom of who is what and how it's all intertwined. What we do know is that it's been a while in the making, but last Friday saw the release of Are You Crazy's debut album, Non Corpus Mentis. She joins us in studio along with Alexander Knight to perform some songs from it. Good evening.
Hello.
Let me just tilt this microphone around and we'll get going.
Amidst the wet haze of a rural summer, I'm asked to describe an acceptable year. Unknown by default and choice, I reply, well, what is your plan? What is your plan? To lay all day in a canopied bed, held by the claws of a stoneless brooch, sending the air out side by side, regretting the start and the middle. The day we squinted at the sun, the day we squinted at the sun, the day we squinted at the sun. When we were young, we were so tightly buttoned. Now all I want is to feel the spikes. Cornered and punctured, I'll show you a rupture. I'll show you how a child's blood runs. I'll show you how a child's blood runs. I'll show you how a child's blood runs. To me, I could tell by your eyes that you'd been here before, but I've been deceived. Yes, he's lied to me. Where is the door? Can I leave out the back door? And what is the poison you offer to drink? I can't see a thing, but I'll tell him I'm happy. The sleep will come easy. The sleep will come easy. The sleep will come easy. When we were young, we were so tightly buttoned. To feel the spikes, cornered and punctured, I'll show you a rapture where youth is wasted on the young, where youth is wasted on the young, your youth is wasted on. Way is dawn. sweating throes of my service, passing coins from hand to hand. I don't have a plan and I don't want a plan. All that I need comes from all that I have. And when the string snaps, I will kiss your shadow, piercing my skin with what can't be undone. And when the end comes, death will not permit an echo. You know how a child's blood runs. You know how a child's blood runs. You know how a child's blood runs.
Tuned into 95BFM. This is Are You Crazy, performing for Live and Direct here in studio as we speak. One more track, and then we'll have a chat. Tuned into 95 BFM, Freak the Sheep, live and direct, Are You Crazy in the studio. Whew, that, was, that was fantastic. Am I right in thinking that that first track is A Child's Blood and the second one was the 8 Plastic Surgery song?
Got it, mate. Got it in one.
Hole in
10
one.
10 out of 10. 10 out of 2.
Before we get into those songs, why don't we talk about what I kind of mentioned in the introduction there. You're Claire Duncan, your project is called Are You Crazy, but there's a figure called Maggie McGee. How does this all work?
Maggie McGee.
Maggie McGee.
Maggie McGee.
How does this all work?
How does it all work? I don't know. New Zealand's a small place, you've got to keep it interesting.
Oh. So is this a character that... Is this a character that you write through, or is this simply a thing to get around US customs? Much like
Seth Frightening. No.
Or the various members of Orchestra of Spheres.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, not the latter at all. I don't think any creative decision I've ever made has been that practically minded. Maggie's actually the name of my deceased dog. Yeah, so it's essentially a tribute to her. And McGee is my mother's maiden name.
Ah.
Yeah. So.
What kind of dog?
Yeah, she was a Border Collie Blue Heeler Cross.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, lovely.
Farm dog.
Farm dog. This, saw a lovely dog on the weekend. Sorry, just made it.
What kind of dog was it?
Well, it was a cross. It was a Staffy mixed with a poodle, I think.
Oh, interesting.
It was pretty...
I feel like those two, two breeds might be at war with each other.
Well, that dog was humble.
Was it cross-eyed?
No, it was just keen for a pat, eh?
Oh, cute.
Found it.
Seems like you can cross a poodle with anything.
Yeah. And the best
There's
thing
a joke is, in that somewhere, I don't know what it is.
Best thing is, though, is that if you do cross a dog, with a poodle. Another dog breed with a poodle. Then the resulting dog will probably not shed a lot of hair.
Right. Well.
Which is A plus for me. A plus. All right.
On another note.
On another note. I was listening then to the plastic surgery song, thinking about that line, you know, plastic surgery to look like your plastic surgery, and wondered, how does, say, someone like Genesis Piorge work into that?
Well, interestingly, I had no idea who Genesis Piorge was when I wrote that song, and this fine fellow over here pointed me towards the synchronicity of the situation.
Mm. Genesis Piorge is a person who has done just that, or them and their partner has.
It's the ultimate tribute to the you know, the sacred romantic union of two beings is becoming identical.
One.
Yeah, becoming one together.
And was, so putting Genesis aside, what were you thinking about when you were writing those lyrics?
I think I was thinking a lot about impersonators and people paying tribute to people that they love or obsess over. I really enjoy the idea of I love impersonators. I'm a huge Michael Jackson fan.
I was going to say, and you have performed in tribute to Michael Jackson, would you say?
Yep.
In the act Literal Fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's happened.
That's not happened. For a while, though.
Oh, well, Literal Fuck directed the video for this song, The Ape, plastic surgery song. Yeah, so it is very much in keeping with the ideas of impersonation and doppelgangers and... the uncanny arising in places. I think that song was I think probably Michael Jackson was one of the original points of reference. But also I think it's a very romantic ideal. When you are so obsessed with someone that you want to merge with them, which is essentially what sex is, you know, two beings becoming one, if only for a moment, and regardless of how either party feel about it, it's what happens.
Mm.
Mm.
Spice Girl said it best: when two become one. Before that, A Child's Blood. Which has some pretty strong lines in it regarding children's blood, which isn't, I guess, usual fodder for songs.
All right,
these
yeah.
days.
I mean, what's your interpretation of it?
I didn't know whether to take it literally or I was wondering how do you come up with a line like that?
I guess it depends on who's the child in the situation.
The first child that comes to mind is, did you see that clip of the 10-year-old
yelling? Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yelling at the protester. No, Benjamin the cameraman's shaking his head. Did anyone else see that clip, though?
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. What is it? Anzac?
There were some Anzac Day protesters.
Okay, yeah.
In Wellington. And they were saying, like, yes, we can think about the lives of the Anzacs who died, but also let's think about all the other people who have, like, all the civilians that died.
Fair call.
And then...
How about all the, like, fucking millions of Indigenous people who were killed in, well, not millions, hundreds of thousands of Indigenous people who were killed in the New Zealand Wars.
Mm.
We don't like to remember them.
Exactly.
It's complicated.
This uppity 10-year-old, though, with the screechiest voice, started screaming at the protesters.
Where does that go?
I was just thinking, we're just talking about children, weren't we? And then blood. And then,
yeah, and then there was the blood. And where's the blood? Where does the blood come into the sack?
Blood of the Anzacs. All right.
Wow, okay.
I don't know, sorry. Claire, I was wondering, how did you learn to kind of stretch your voice the way you stretch it?
Hmm. How's it stretched from your perspective?
Well, it's got quite a range, and you're able to manipulate it in such a way. And I was wondering, where the idea to make your voice do what it does comes from.
Probably musical theatre has a lot to answer for. God, I don't know. Singing in the shower, wanting to be annoying. Fuck, I don't know. Pissing off my siblings.
Was there a bit of that? Or is there still a bit of that?
No, they tolerate me.
What do your family think of this record?
They love it. My dad rang me the other day, maybe yesterday, and was just like, Claire, the new video, it's so great. I love it so. And it's like, okay, so there's this music video that's literally got like me waggling my butt around in it. And like the last person you expect to be into it is your dad, but he loves it. He's like, I think this is going to take you to the next level.
Ah.
I'm like, oh, shut, Dad. Thanks. That's nice. Yeah, he's proud.
Awesome.
He's proud. All it took was me to get half naked, but yeah, he's proud. Just joking. I love you, Dad.
Good on your dads. There's a lot of written text around this record, more than usual PR banter that gets sent through. Oh. Did that come from you?
What do you mean? Do you mean the copy?
Yeah, the copy that was.
Yeah, I wrote the copy. I'm a copywriter.
Well, that answers that question.
sorry to jump in there prematurely.
Why did you feel the need to kind of go in on the writing around the record?
Because most New Zealand labels don't do it very well. Most labels full stop don't do it very well. Mm. And most musicians are misrepresented by people, and I refuse to be misrepresented.
You've paired with Musée Records.
Mm-hmm. I've known Benji for a long time, and we sort of moved around each other, sort of danced around each other in different ways, and I witnessed the way he dealt with the multiple Girls Pissing on Girls Pissing records, and was really blown away by the respect and care that he afforded those releases and the people involved in those releases, and that in itself made me want to work with him. He's a fan and a believer in the work that artists do above everything else, and that to me is an incredibly important thing.
Hmm. Before we get into the final track, before I put my foot in it anymore,
what
you regarding the blood of the innocent?
This has been very entertaining.
Where to from here? A debut has been released. You've played some shows. What would you like to achieve in the next 6 to 12 months?
6 to 12 months.
Yeah, let's put a time frame. A five year plan might be a bit too much to ask, but give me 6 to 12 months. What do you want?
Well, what I want and what is likely to happen are probably very different things. What would I like to achieve? I'm working on some prose writing, which is like a terribly cliched shitty thing for a musician to say after they've released their debut album. I'm just working on my collection of short stories. And I'm going to Germany in 10 days to play some shows and live a more affordable life, I hope, than here in Auckland City, which is...
It's hard.
Yeah, it's a pretty despondent place to be financially, yeah. If you have even slightly creative inclinations. It's not, you know, everyone in this room can sympathise. We're all nodding and looking at the floor very gravely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Cool.
Try and find a better life somewhere. And miss my friends terribly.
I wish you well. Wish you well.
Thank you. You look exhausted. You're rubbing your eye.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly very disingenuous.
Oh, no. Just an itchy eye, you know?
It's just an itchy eye, people.
Just an itchy eye. Tell me about the final song you're about to play.
Okay. The song is called Closed Case, and it's inspired by a number of different unsolved mysteries and dubious judicial decisions that happen in courtrooms and in communities and churches and bars all over the place. It's about the ways in which people rally together to decide who is guilty and who is innocent, which I feel is very pertinent in this place and time. Yes, that's the song.
Are you crazy? Thank you so much for for joining us. This is Live and Direct 95
BFM. Us.
I'm just going to move the microphones and we'll be good to go.
Chat peace. I sit in silence while the circus carries on. My eyes will never touch or taste my red, wet tongue. There is no way to tell
was live and direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.